welcome once again to another episode of The Skinny on Beauty, where beauty, art, and technology collide with that collider, that super collider herself. Cheryl, I couldn't think of anything.
Oh, I love the intros. Today's show, if you've been following, is going to be on overcoming the fear of success. So welcome to another episode of The Skinny on Beauty. Today, I'll be covering strategies for achieving goals, why success brings fear, and how to overcome the issues that accompany accomplishment.
I'm getting scared just listening to the intro here.
I hope you guys aren't getting scared. If you are like most entrepreneurs that I coach or small business owners that I consult on marketing and other business goals, I'm positive that you have felt these feelings of unworthiness or limiting beliefs that come with pursuing your goals. So maybe Paul can connect a little bit with that one. That's why he was getting scared.
I'm scared.
It is. It's an uncomfortable thing to search within. And I have 5 tips for you guys today on how to uncover, discover, and discard. I'm your host, Cheryl Hawley, digital and influencer marketing expert for beauty, wellness, and fashion brands, consultant, professor, social media influencer, and the one I love the most is entrepreneur. You can contact my company, Unite Socially, if you need help on how to drive more sales for your online product or get more brand awareness through social media and digital marketing. You can also follow me on Skinny on Beauty if you want some more tips on how to be a successful entrepreneur or listen to other successful entrepreneur stories. In this podcast, we offer up digital marketing tips for you to be more successful, inspiration to live your dreams through personal development, business, and insights on how to be a prosperous and happy entrepreneur. Today marks the first day that I'm doing my first solo podcast with OC Talk Radio.
Perfect.
I've been with Paul at OC Talk Radio for like 2 years, and I've been blessed with interviewing so many entrepreneurs on the show. And after, you know, getting all of your emails and messages about doing some more personal development shows, I decided that I would take that on and provide you with the content that you are requesting.
And I think you did it perfectly so far. So I just want you to know that.
Thank you.
In case you're worried, in case you're wondering, in case you're getting doubts about the success of the show, you're doing perfect so far.
Thanks, Paul. That means a lot.
I'll let you know.
Because he's got a lot of shows. He's heard a lot of hosts.
That's right.
So working with entrepreneurs of all ages, backgrounds, and skills, I've realized that there's only one thing that is holding us back from our way to success. Yep, we've covered it already today on today's show. It's you. It's me. It's us. We are standing in our way of success. As an entrepreneur, I'm constantly checking my areas of improvement. I'm almost to the point of judging myself on my own accomplishments. After 7 years of operating a marketing agency and interviewing numerous peeps just like you and me, I've come up with a system to help me stop judging myself and start loving myself. With the help of all of you, I also put into play ways that I can use my strength to achieve greater success without being afraid of falling or the fear of succeeding. In preparing for this podcast, I was even able to dive deeper and identify further obstacles that have held me back. So let's jump right into my 5 tips that I have for you guys today. The first one is stop looking to the past and start looking to your future. So as a society, we are constantly looking to the past on how to fix things instead of looking to the future on how to create things. We hold limiting beliefs about ourselves because we're always looking to our past experiences. I'm sure over, you know, everyone's lifetime, we've had times of failure and we've had times of success. But if we hold the times of failure into the forefront of our minds, then we are going to ultimately hold those limiting beliefs that are going to hold us back from success and get in the way of our chances to be the best that we can be and to succeed. Tip number 2, accomplish your daily tasks. If you're a procrastinator like I am, I want you to tweet me right now, Skinny on Beauty, or if you're watching this live, give me a thumbs up or comment on the video. I was going to be doing this on Instagram Live, and I apologize. I'm not. I had some printer problems this morning, so I've got my script here on my phone.
You can't do the show unless you're perfect. Come on.
I know, right? And I'm definitely not perfect. If you guys know me, you know I'm not perfect. If you are watching it live, just please feel free to engage with me. I want you to actually connect to the idea that you might be a procrastinator. You know, snap. Right now, just claim that action that you can connect with, so that what happens is when you're a procrastinator and you build up these fears, you allow them to control you. And so if you're allowing your fear to control you, then you're not ultimately benefiting from being the best you that you can be. So uncovering that fear and knowing that you're a procrastinator then allows you to then move through that fear so that you can make different choices with yourself and with your day. In doing the research, I also came across an article that stated that many of us hold a fear of success because we think that it might bring loneliness. Which I thought was very interesting because I've never myself connected with this idea of, you know, oh, I'm going to be so lonely if I become successful. But after reading that, I can see where that does make sense. And whatever your fear is, just again, bring it to the forefront of your mind and work through it. Tip number three. Stop worrying about what others think. So Paul and I were talking about this a little bit earlier. And, you know, a lot of us hold fear that if we become successful, the relationships around us will change. They absolutely will change. And that's something that we have to prepare ourselves for. But change isn't always for the bad. Those that love us will continue to support our change and success in healthy ways. Those that are steeped with jealousy will want to stop you from moving forward. If we are aware of this, we can look out for the feelings that surround our change and make healthier choices to having certain people in our lives or not in our lives. A lot of my friends, you know, in their growth spurts, they've come to me and they're like, gosh, this person, I just really don't like being around this person. Every time I'm around this person, they make me feel bad. Well, that is something that's telling you that that relationship is no longer serving you. And little things like that can actually get in your headspace and stunt your growth, believe it or not. I mean, it depends on how much you're spending with that person, but I have seen that happen. I've seen major breakthroughs from changing relationships around us. Tip number four, find your authenticity. I love that word. I like saying it. What makes you happy? Do you even know? In this age, we often don't take time to ask ourselves deep questions anymore. We want our best friend, our counselor, our therapist, our dog to tell us what's wrong with us. We want them to identify the problem and then tell us how to fix it instead of doing the work ourselves. But what if we did the work? What would our success start to look like if we did additional work inward by finding out what articles of success stories that we liked, what inspirational quotes that we like, or motivational speakers? My two favorites are testimonials that people do for you. So whenever I have a guest come on the show, you guys know I on every show, I do, you know, a quote list at the end and we wrap it up with quotes because I love quotes. But I also do a follow up with my guests and ask them, hey, do you mind providing me with a testimonial on how the show went for you today? And through those testimonials, I get a lot of insight on like what I can improve on or what I did really well. And it helps me identify with my authenticity as a host, as an entrepreneur, as somebody who's serving others to help provide wonderful content that you guys can take throughout your day and succeed. Another one, the other one that I really like is that progress report that your boss gives you. So when I was working 9 to 5, which wasn't very long, I think I've done that a year out of my life. But in that year, I did get a progress report and I still look back to it today because it really does help you identify with what you can work on because your boss isn't going to hold anything back. Your boss is going to tell you exactly your strengths and your weaknesses to help you identify with those so that you can continue to grow and ultimately keep your job, right? So look to those things, anything that will help you take time to find the truth that you and only you can bring to the table. Believe it or not, when I started in social media, I think it was like 9 years ago, but I started my company 7 years ago. And I mean, social media at this time it was actually banned from the libraries. Do you guys remember that? Mm. When you would go to the library and it's like, nope, you can't get on Facebook, because nobody really knew what this social media was all about. And they definitely didn't think that it was going to bring results that I've been able to show for clients of increasing brand awareness, especially with this influencer marketing, or increasing sales online through driving traffic to products for e-commerce stores. And so when I first started, I was in fear of what people would think of me. And, you know, it's one thing to be part of a team environment and have your responsibilities and the daily tasks that you have to provide and the quarterly goals that you have to meet in order to be a successful team player. And it's another thing to be an entrepreneur and to voice your entire content and role and job description to the world, to all your friends, all your family, even competitors, the Joe Schmoes that follow you, you know, and it can really get in the way. But that's what I love about social media. One of the many, many things that I love about social media is that it challenges me. It really allows me to put into perspective what I'm doing with myself and my daily tasks and how I'm achieving those and what I can do to get better at providing rich content for people. And even with having the show 2 years later, I mean, I don't really necessarily get nervous anymore. And I definitely don't get nervous about the strategies that I do for social media marketing or any type of cross-channeling marketing campaign. But sometimes interviewing is still, you know, takes a toll on you. You know, like I've even heard Oprah say she still gets stage fright. You know, I don't know how long she's been doing it. So, you know, you're not alone. You're not alone in this. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to do this podcast as well. I mean, not only were you guys asking for it, but also, you know, just to help you identify with these things and not feel so alone in the process of doing anything. So tip number 5 that I have for you today is make the choice. So make the choice. We all have a choice in whether or not we are going to change. And a deeper fear of changing and getting what we want is the realization that we had the power all along. So you guys get that? All you have to do is take the power back. But then knowing that when you finally get on the other side of change, knowing that you had that power all along, brings up a whole nother level of feelings that you have to deal with, right? But that's all part of the growth process. And it's necessary, you know, if you want to change. So a way that you can, in order to speed up this process of why you haven't changed, we need to identify with ourselves. So we can ask simple questions like, am I manipulating with self-pity? What do I get to avoid by not changing? I've learned so much from doing this podcast, and I love it. I love the personal development topics. I'm all about them now. But I was reading that people, there are women, and it was targeting women, but I'm sure it's both sexes, where we're afraid to lose weight because we can't handle the attention.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. This is work, you guys. It's work. I'm telling you, life is work. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, you're 9 to 5, you're an entrepreneur, or you want to look good. We are the only ones that are standing in our way of success. You know, just powering through it, you know. So the other few questions that I have for you are, am I feeling better than or less than? What am I afraid of losing if I succeed? So we did go over that earlier about how your relationships will change. So maybe there's something else that you're afraid of, you know, losing if you succeed. You know, maybe your lifestyle is going to change. Maybe you're comfortable with where you're at. So those are the questions that I have for you. I know that these are tough questions, which are hard to do, but they're going to bring you some pretty amazing breakthroughs. So let's recap on the 5 tips that I have for you for overcoming fear of success. Stop looking to the past and start looking to the future. Accomplish your daily tasks. Stop worrying about what others think. Find your authenticity. And make the choice. I do end all my shows with a quote, and today I brought 2 of my own to share with you on failure. What can we learn from it and why we shouldn't be afraid of it? I will put more on the show notes for you guys in this podcast and then also on the follow-up blog post so that you can read them and get inspired, or however you like to take away from the quotes. The follow-up blog post, as always, will be on skinnyonbeauty.com. And if you haven't guessed it by now, we've already talked about it. Yes, I definitely love quotes. So feel free to message me your favorite quotes, and I can do a shout-out on any of my shows for you guys. But the two that I have for you today is quote number one, "He is able who thinks he is able." And that's by Buddha. So I really like that one. And quote number two is, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." And that's Winston Churchill. So I'll say it again. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Thank you to all of my listeners. Don't forget that you can, as I've mentioned today, you can tweet me on Skinny on Beauty if you want to be a guest on the show. You can also reach out for a consultation with me for building your beauty or health or fashion brand online through social media, digital marketing, or influencer marketing. You can view our services at info@unitesocially.org. Actually, I'm sorry. That's the email that you can use to request services, info@unitesocially.org. And then you can view our services at unitesocially.org. Until next time, stay beautiful, Orange County. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And I will see you all. I believe we're doing the 22nd of December.
So. Yes, we are.
That's okay, awesome. So I will see you guys then. And then we're into 2018.